While a Pierce Arrow looked peculiarly out of place on an army base, especially when parked in front of the home of a young colonel, it blended in perfectly when driven through Washington's DuPont Circle neighborhood. The area's major thoroughfare is known today as Embassy Row. But in the first quarter of the 20th century, the mansions lining Massachusetts Avenue were the private residences of the capital's most prominent families. The triangular Wadsworth House on the intersection of DuPont Circle and Massachusetts Avenue was the winter home of oilcloth manufacturer Herbert Wadsworth and his wife Martha, like Beatrice, an accomplished horsewoman and pianist. The Beaux-Arts residence, completed in 1902, was made for entertaining. Its two-story mirrored ballroom was the perfect setting for a white-tie dinner party. Perhaps the Wadsworths knew Beatrice from the time they spent in Boston, or maybe they met George at one of the many East Coast horse shows. But the reason for the Pattons' invitation remains as much a mystery as the date of the invitation, possibly between April and September 1919, when George was on temporary duty in Washington. Nevertheless, whether the details of what happened that day are family lore or not, the incident cemented Beatrice's reputation as a fiercely protective and devoted wife. Driving through the residence's porte cochere and along the circular driveway, George dropped off Beatrice at the front door before parking the car. She joined a corpulent reserve officer in the foyer who stood waiting for his wife. Her opinion of such officers was rather low, informed as she was by George that any man, especially a professional soldier, who did not maintain himself in fine physical trim through routine exercise was not being true to himself and his profession. George certainly took his own advice to heart. Eat less, exercise more. And Beatrice beamed with pride as she watched him approach in the distance, an officer to the hilt wearing his full dress uniform with his medals and wound chevron. It was an accepted practice for officers to wear their dress uniform in place of white tie. Yet the older colonel casually remarked to no one in particular, "Just look at the little boys they are promoting to colonel these days. Look at that young chicken still wet behind the ears, wearing a colonel's eagle." The longer George was married to his beat, the more he loved her. "She is the most interesting lady that it has ever been my pleasure to meet," an old friend wrote upon meeting her. It was a sentiment George wholeheartedly agreed with, as she was forever doing the most gracious and thoughtful things. Beatrice possessed enough diplomacy for two, yet she was a high-spirited woman who could be as unpredictable as she was sensible. Her temper was legendary, and she had a fighting spirit that frightened even the soldiers at Fort Bliss. Yet, the last thing George expected to see as he entered the Wadsworth house was his wife, petite but powerful, resplendent in her evening gown, sitting on the floor astride a stunned reserve colonel. Beatrice's natural inhibitions went out the window when it concerned George, and woe betide anyone who stood in his way or insulted his honor. It was evident this colonel spent most of his days behind a desk, and never a day in battle, and she had hit him with such force that both landed on the floor. It took a stunned George and another bystander to pull her off the bewildered man. 30 years later, General Marshall still recounted Mrs. Patton tearing up an unsuspecting officer's face as evidence that she adored him, George, to the point of making him worse. Everyone in the army knew Beatrice was so protective of her husband that she took it to heart when someone criticized him. She had an unwavering belief in his greatness.